Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. It is 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the 27th of April. And welcome to the show. Now, I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about the new upgrades that I did to do my podcast. I guess it was a want and not a need, because I have several microphones. I have and still have it, a really good Scarlett Focusrite. It was the 2i2 third gen. It served its purpose for the microphones that I was using. So what did I do? I upgraded the MV7 Shure microphone to the MS7B Shure microphone, which I am using at this very moment. Now, I did several tests with this microphone in the past few days once I received it. And I am just stoked about it. I don't think really from a home-based little studio setup that I can get a better sound because now I am using the Scarlett Focusrite 2i2 fourth gen interface, and it powers this microphone like I've never heard before. I'm really glad with the purchase. Oh, and then I also upgraded the mic boom. Now, I had a $19 one, steel construction, really great, you know, for a lighter microphone. So I had this MS7B mic attached to that $19 boom stand that I was using. And as I was running some tests with this new microphone, I could slowly see the mic boom start to lower down. And I had the tension on it as tight as I could get it. I thought, that's not good. Can't be doing a show and the microphone slowly dropping, then pushing the microphone back up. Can't be doing that. So went back out on Amazon and I bought this new mic boom made by Shure, and this thing is just epic. I don't have to worry about the microphone dropping as I'm sitting behind the microphone talking to you. So yeah, with the new purchases, the Scarlett Focusrite 2i2 fourth gen, the new microphone SM2B Shure microphone, and the new mic boom, I can't go wrong. I really can't. And I really think it sounds fantastic. Now, I know there was a couple weekends that I wasn't out here. Life is busy. Life is hectic. And that, so I have somewhere around, I think this show this morning would be 456 episodes since 2019 when I started doing a podcast. March 31st, Easter Sunday, I had a guest speaker Mr. Ethan Brown, climate journalist. That show went on for about 45 minutes. And I got to say, out of all the shows that I've done, that was far the best show that I have done doing a podcast, having someone to interview. Now, that takes a lot of time to get guests on the show. So I'm going to go back at it again and go on podcastguest.com. And they just have an array of guests that you could have on your podcast, from every topic imaginable, you know. So I'm going to go back and do that again and reach out to people, hopefully get them on my show, and do more live interviews. And that, so yeah, I think, like I said, I think on Easter Sunday, March 31st, I think that was, you know, the best show that I ever did. And I want to keep that up. And now I've spent all this money in the past week of upgrading the Focusrite, Scarlett Focusrite interface from the third gen to the fourth gen, the Shure microphone, upgraded that to the SM7B Shure microphone, and of course the new mic boom. I'm satisfied. I really am. So Earth Day, I guess, was the 22nd of this month. So they always have different themes for Earth Day. So Earth Day 2024 has to do with the plastic pollution. It's a problem. It's a serious problem. Not just to our environment, but it is also a problem to our health. So the plastic poses a major threat to our health and to the environment. We have plastic everywhere. You know, here in Canada, the federal government, they turned around and they started to eliminate, you know, remember you used to be able to go to the, you know, the dollar store or the buck or two, Walmart, you know, and you'd pick up the plastic spoons, knives and forks, you know, for camping, for picnics, for barbecues. You know, because it's something that you could just discard afterwards. You don't have to load up the dishwasher. You don't have to wash them in the sink. Eliminating all those things, plastic straws. We eliminate all those things, plastic bags. You can't find a plastic bag in any store you go into here in Canada. It's all reusable bags. I have stacks of them. Now, how's plastic? Is contributing to climate change. Surprising ways ocean plastics contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. It has become a common ingredient in our oceans. you know, if you watch, you know, any educational programs on pollution and garbage and everything else like that, and you see all the plastic floating around in the ocean, our oceans. Pollution crisis, it is causing around the world, but also posing and threatening a increasing threat to our already deteriorated climate. And the greenhouse emissions from plastic life cycle itself, adding some extra decimals to the global temperature rise. It's been observed the plastic industry is planning a massive production expansion soon, so the problem is expected to escalate even more in the coming decades. I don't buy bottled water. I think bottled water should be used for emergencies only. Somehow your tap water gets contaminated. We see it from time to time. It happens. Should only be used for that. They have really good metal reusable water containers that you can take with you to work. You can take to you whether you're going out for a walk, you're going out for a hike, you're going out for a bike ride. You're going out to just doing your general outdoor activities. Nearly every piece of plastic begins as a fossil fuel, and greenhouse gases are emitted to each stage of the plastic lifestyle. Fossil fuel extraction and transport, plastic refining and manufacture, managing plastic waste, and it's going to impact and the impact on our oceans, our waterways, and landscapes. You know, I was driving home yesterday from work, and I come down this short stint highway coming into the city, and I'm in the right lane, and I'm looking over into the grassy areas and stuff like that. It was a highway that we renamed years ago. It used to be the Airport Road. Now it is the Veterans Memorial Highway. It's just littered with garbage and plastic. We had on Earth Day, and they do this every year on Earth Day here in the city and in other major metropolitan areas and stuff like that. They go around to, you know, all the rivers and creeks and stuff like that, and they clean up all the garbage. And mostly what they are finding, plastic. It's though we just can't get away from it for whatever reasons. Ocean plastic. So, you know, in recent years, plastic pollution in our environment has become more visible. On its global abundance distribution and evidence of the ecological harm, that this is causing. Plastic accumulating in the environment may be contributing to climate change. And these impacts are a result of the exposure of plastic to solar radiation and the slow breakdown of plastic in the environment. It takes forever for this to break down, and it probably doesn't even really break down. So it goes to the landfills, and it'll just stay there forever. Another potential indirect greenhouse gas effect of oceans plastic has only recently begun to emerge in the scientific literature. And it has to do with the impact it may have on the health of the planktonic organisms that form the foundation of oceanic food chains. Now, you know, if you take your bottled water and you throw it in the freezer, leave it there for a day, you take it out, and you're letting it all unthaw. And as it's unthawing, your water looks cloudy. And also what's floating around in your water is these microplastics that we're drinking. It's even coming up in blood samples. I didn't know that. I just found out the other day, you know, looking at this article. I drink my coffees throughout the day. I wish they would try to figure out something with, you know, with their coffee lids, you know, because lo and behold, it's plastic. You know, I'm holding it in my hand right now. You know, it's not biodegradable. It's not going to just go into the ground and help Mother Nature out. It's garbage that's never going to go away. So I don't know what they can do. Some sort of paper design or something they can make these lids out of. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I drink about 3 coffees a day, but still, it's, you know, all these plastic lids. And then we sometimes wonder, like, okay, you know, when we throw our recyclables out, all the plastic that we're throwing out, all the paper that we're throwing out, how much is it really being recycled? What type of material, you know, is it? You know, even the cardboard, you know, it's got print all over it. You know, so how much is it being really recycled? I really don't know. And there's also growing evidence that these plankton, like other marine species, are ingesting ever greater quantities of these microplastic debris, with potentially significant impacts on their metabolism, productive cell tests, and mortality rates. Fish that we eat from the oceans are eating these microplastic debris. And I know I just find it how it's, you know, really affecting our I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at this photo here, and plastic jugs, water bottles, all kinds of plastic bags, you know, washed up on the shore. It doesn't look good, that's for sure. Now, their plan is to obtain a 60% drop in plastic output. Including widespread public awareness campaigns of the harm done to human and the biodiversity health, and demanding further research to conduct its health and the implications. They included the release and any all information regarding the effects to the public. They want to put these policies in place that eliminate the plastic at a vast amount, and eventually they want to have this so-called plastic free world. They believe that this, we can have this plastic free world, that it can happen. Now, different water bottle companies and stuff like that, you know, Nestle, they're using plastic. Others, if you go into your local store or whatever like that, you can find some of them are glass. You know, Yeti makes the great refillable containers for water, for hot and cold beverages. I have a Yeti that I use for coffee, whatever, you know, if I'm out and about, you know, going on a trip or whatever like that. I have my Yeti, keeps my coffee nice and hot for a while. I don't know how. Have to keep pulling off the highway or whatever like that to stop into Tim Hortons to get a coffee. You know, when I'm on a trip, like a weekend getaway or whatever like that. But my cup holder in my car is terrible. My Yeti doesn't fit in it. I got to figure it out. I got to maybe get a different Yeti or buy a new car, you know, because the cup holder is no good. Can't afford a new car right now. So, I mean, there's so many different things that we could do ourselves, you know, taking responsibility, you know, on our environment, on our health. And just getting away from plastic. You know, I would take my daughter to the grocery store, and every single week she grabs 24 bottles of plastic water, like water in plastic. plastic bottles. And I'm standing there thinking to myself, seriously? And we have all these things available to us of these reusable water bottles. She claims she has them, the reusable water bottles, but she can't find them. Kids lose them. Kids leave them at school, they're gone. I just cringe at it, you know? I haven't anything like that, you know, for buying water and stuff like that. Yeah, I used to do that. You know, I'm like everybody else. You know, but then I stopped doing it. You know, the more awareness came out about, you know, the plastic pollution. You know, then the Canadian government, you know, eliminating, you know, the plastic straws, the plastic fork, knives and spoons, you know, the plastic plates, plastic bags. But they're still around. You know, what did people do with all the plastic bags that they had? They, you know, throw them in the recycling bin. And you know, how much of that plastic can actually be recycled, you know, and how much of that plastic ends up in the landfills. We see how much plastic ends up in our waterways. In our vast oceans, we see how much plastic. You know, if you're watching the news and they talk about it and they show it, you know, it looks like a huge island. Of plastic floating around in the oceans. It's actually disgusting. You know, but we're all, if we keep buying plastic, we're distributing to this is what we're doing. We need to take the initiative not to buy plastic, stay away from it as much as we possibly can. And that goes without saying when you go to the grocery store and you buy your bread, well, it's in plastic. You buy your meat. It's got the styrofoam and the plastic around it. If you go to a butcher, they generally wrap your meat up in a plastic, or not plastic, but, you know, the paper that they use to wrap meat up. But not when you go to the grocery store and unless you're buying from the meat counter, you know, you're buying all your chicken and pork chops and sausages and all that stuff, whatever you eat, you know, the butcher. But when you go into the grocery store and you go into the meat section, all your meat is in styrofoam and wrapped in plastic. It's got to be on display somehow. But I think they need to, you know, sit down and figure it out. You know, how better can we, you know, keep it fresh, keep it wrapped if it's, you know, it's sitting out there right in front of you in the meat section in the cooler. All that plastic, you know, whether you throw it into your garbage pail at home, or you throw it into your recycling bin at home, you know, that gets trucked off to the facility, the recycling facility. And where does it end up from there? You know, the city that I reside in, they come up with this idea, this green bin. So you get the green bin for the curbside, and then you get the little green bin for inside the house, and it's so you throw like your paper towel in there, you throw your apple cores in there, your orange peels in there. If you peel your apple, then that's how you like to do it. Your apple peels go in there, banana skins go in there, paper towel, Kleenex, you know, all that stuff goes in there. And then the rest of your garbage goes in the garbage. And so it comes with these, these little bags that are supposed to be good for the environment, biodegradable. And I'm wondering how much biodegradable they really are. Do they really break down? Because, you know, so now you have your regular garbage bags going out to the garbage. Now you have the green bin full with these little bags that come in this. So you get really like two small bins, like one big bin and a small bin. You know, how biodegradable are these little bags? I don't know. Does it cut down on garbage? Well, I don't know if it cuts down garbage. Everybody doesn't have the same size family. Everybody wastes differently. We're lazy at times. We just throw it into the garbage. You know, and we just recently, just after Christmas, you know, we started this new recycling program with these green bins. So there's not enough to say, oh yeah, this is working really great. It's just started. It's only months old. So we don't know. Hopefully it's better. You know, growing up, and you know, when I was a kid, you know, seven kids in the household, garbage day, you know, it was two trips up and down the driveway, dragging it to the curb, or in the wintertime, throwing it on the toboggan and dragging it down the driveway and putting it to the curb. Go back and get another load. I think about that now, and it's just like, oh my God, you know, the garbage truck would pull up in front of the house. It would take them a half an hour. You know, it wouldn't take a half an hour, but just, you know, it's like, you know, 10 bags, probably more than that every single week. You know, you stand there and just watching them, you know, chucking these bags in, you know, just from one house. You know, seven kids and two adults. And there was no recycling back then. None. Everything went in to the garbage. Didn't matter. You know, but is the recycling really working? You know, that's another topic to talk about. Is the recycling that we're doing, is it working? Well, looking at this photo that I'm looking at, doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it's working. But I can dig into it more, you know, Well, we could talk about it tomorrow morning show at 8:30 in the morning. So I guess we just need to be more mindful of what we're throwing in the trash. You know, walking down the street and you're taking the cap off your plastic bottle water and you're drinking the last little bit in it and you put the cap back on it and you're looking around for a trash can or something like that. Well, maybe you just chuck it onto the grass. Somebody's front lawn, or you're walking through the park and, oh, no one's around, just throw it. There's a little park behind where I live and stuff like that. You go walking down there and people walk through there all the time and see plastic water bottles and stuff. And it's like, can't you just take it home with you? Throw it in your recycling bin? You know, when you're driving down the highway, you throw the plastic bottle out the window. I mean, it's shocking. You know, like I said earlier, it is shocking when I'm commuting back and forth to work. Like, I don't work in the city. I work outside of the city. And, you know, I see all this garbage in the ditch. I've even seen tires, car tires. You know, and it's, you know, especially on a stretch of highway when, you know, like I said earlier too, they renamed the highway from the Airport Road to the Veterans Memorial Highway. And I just see it as a disgrace, you know, to the veterans and people just throwing the garbage out of their car. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morocco.
Oh, from Morocco.
Yeah, man.
Well, what time of day is it in Morocco right now?
It's 14:09, you know.
Okay, just after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's almost 9:10 a.m. here in Southern Ontario, Canada.
You're not from the United States. You're from Canada, right?
Yes, I'm Canadian.
Canadian. That's great, man. I love Canadian people. They are kind. They are, you know, all good stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome, man. So, how are you doing today?
How am I doing today? Yeah. I'm doing good.
Is everything going well?
So far. Yourself?
You know, everything is going good with me too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, you know, earlier when I started the show, lately I became a little bit of a money spender this week. So I upgraded my sound system for my podcast.
So you spent a lot of money on podcasting, right?
I did. I still have it. I was using the Scarlett Focusrite third gen interface.
Yeah.
Great little unit. Fantastic. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about it, you know. Then other microphones, a couple weeks back, I bought the MV7 Shure microphone, and I was using the 2i2 third gen interface. I thought it was pretty good,
yeah.
You know, and then I've started hearing more about this, the Scarlett Focusrite 2i2 fourth gen.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, and then I'm sorry?
No, go on.
Yeah, so then I thought, well, I want to upgrade the microphone. So I go out and I buy the Shure. So it's an upgrade from the other Shure microphone. So I go and buy the Shure microphone, the SM7B. So you're the listeners out here and talking to you, you know, because once I'm done the show, it's going to be edited and then put out there. But how does it sound right now?
To be honest, it sounds good. Really, it sounds really good.
Yeah, good.
I can hear you, and your voice is clear. You know, everything's good.
Yeah, fantastic. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. And that, so
your sound is clear, very clear, to be honest.
Perfect, cuz I won't hear it until afterwards, right? Yeah. Once I do the editing and then put it out there. So yeah, well, thanks for telling me that. So So I'm talking about this, of course, you know, our climate and our planet and all the garbage and plastic that we, you know, see all the time. What kind of solutions are there out there? You know, I talked earlier about, you know, here in Canada, we eliminating, you know, all the plastic forks, knives, and spoons that we use for camping and picnics and all that stuff, plastic plates, plastic bags. We eliminated the plastic straws. So there's still a lot of plastic out there, obviously. And of course, the plastic water bottles that, you know, people use, you know, every single day, you know, I'm guilty of that, you know, in the past, you know, but I don't like drinking bottled water anyways, because I just believe it's just tap water anyhow.
Yeah. I think people should not, you know, throw away the plastic they use. We should recycle it. Yeah, we should recycle it. Maybe we can use it in, you know, in another way. We can, you know, here in Morocco, we use plastic. We don't throw away the plastic. We use it in, you know, other ways, you know.
Yeah, there has to be better ways and stuff like that. Because earlier I was saying, you know, I'm looking at this photo, and it's just a mound of different types of plastic, you know, plastic jugs, plastic bottles, plastic bags, you know, all washed up on shore, you know, and it just, you know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what we can, you know, the governments, you know, are trying to figure it out. The manufacturers, well, I mean, we got to go back to them and say, look, you know, do we really need this? Is there another way, you know, to manufacture this stuff, you know, the pollution that it, you know, we vent into our atmosphere, you know, and stuff like that, you know, to make plastic. You know, I mean, we're trying to, you know, we're trying to eventually eliminate all gas-powered automobiles, and in some distant future, it'll be all electric cars, yeah. Electric trucks, you know.
Electric cars are good.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we're taking that initiative. we're building here in Canada, here right here in Ontario, we're building the battery plants. Yeah. And I think Honda has now jumped on board, and they want to have a battery plant also here in Ontario, Canada. And that, so, you know, they're really, you know, taking the initiative, you know, to help clean up, you know, the environment, help clean up the air that we breathe, you know, every single day. So I don't know, I guess we can just do our, you know, as people, individuals, you know, we can do our step by just doing the little things.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. In this, I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, yeah. So, man, what do you do for a living?
I'm a trucker.
Trucker, yeah. You drive trucks?
Yes.
Yeah. Trucks, yeah. You know, like, green.
The transport.
People. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the transport. Yeah, the transports, the 18-wheelers.
Yeah. And are you married? Do you have children?
I'm not married. I have a daughter and I have two grandchildren.
You're not married and you have a daughter?
Yes, and two grandchildren.
How is that? I can't understand it. You have a daughter and you're not married.
Right.
You're divorced.
Yes.
Oh, now I got it. Because, you know, first I didn't get it.
Well, you don't have to be married to have children. You can have a girlfriend and have children.
Yeah.
Don't have to have
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know? So, yeah. Nope. She's all grown up, you know, and two grandkids. So, yeah. Life is good. It's fun.
Do you earn good money from, you know, driving trucks?
It's a living, yes. Yeah. Well, one, you know, another thing that I can tell you, you would never be out of a job.
Yeah.
Always be working.
And do you enjoy your job? Do you like your job? Love it, you know?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I still do. I've been doing it over 30 years and I still love it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what we should do. We should love our jobs, because if we don't like our job, if we hate it, we won't do better in it.
No, that's right. I mean, you know, people have to find their place. I mean, if you're not happy in the job that you're doing, you know, then go find another job, you know. But then, is the grass greener on the other side?
Man.
You know, people have to take that into perspective too. And I understand there's a lot of hectic jobs out there, office jobs and stuff like that. And, you know, it can be really hectic for people and, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, before I started trucking, you know, I worked in the manufacturing. I did all kinds of different jobs,
yeah.
You know? So, but then I like being outside. I like being in the outdoors. I didn't like the, you know, being in an assembly plant or whatever, right? So, and I decided, well, maybe trucking was best for me.
Yeah. So you like being outdoor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah. But you know. It's extremely hard to wake up and go to a job you hate it. So that's why I said you gotta love your job. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love your job and today too, you know, even back, you know, if you go back a couple decades or whatever like that, you know, the thing is, like you say, you know, you gotta be happy with what you're doing. Right? And you don't want to be dragging the heels into work.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to be dragging the heels back into the house. You don't want to bring your work home with you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that happens. I mean, it happens all over the world.
Yeah, that's cool. I agree with you. Man, for this podcast, do you have any email or anything I can chat with you in?
No, I just do my podcast here. Of course you can leave a comment, and I get those comments and stuff like that. And, you know, that's how I do it. But, I'm generally out here, Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings. I did try evening shows. It was kind of hectic of, you know, driving all day, coming home, you know, getting cleaned up, eating. And by that time, you know, started to get tired and the train of thought kind of slides away. So I figured, you know, be fresh in the morning on the weekends and do a show.
Yeah. So your fans can't chat with you, can't, you know, text you or send you a message, you know?
On the podcast. So so when you go on the Truckers, so if you go on the Truckers Podcast FYI on Podbean, you can go on there and you can leave a comment.
Oh yeah, I find it. I will leave a comment now.
Yeah.
Do you know the Old Man Podcast? The Old Man.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've listened to him a few times, and I can't. There was another fellow on there that joins them all the time. He hasn't come in and listened to my podcast for a while, and that's okay, you know. But yeah. This Old Man's podcast. Yeah, 10 o'clock every single morning, he does a show.
His podcast is really good. You know.
Yeah, it is.
First time I got into this app, I started listening to him, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. He has a good morning show for sure.
Yeah, I like his podcast. You know, he has guests. People are kind. You know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did March 31st, so Easter Sunday. I had my first guest speaker on the show. And he's a climate journalist. And so at the beginning of my show, I mentioned, you know, to my listeners out there, out of all the 456 episodes that I've done, that was far the best show that I did with have a live guest speaker on the podcast. And I want to do more of that. You know, juggling work and home, you know, doing all the emails to get guests on there. I mean, I have to do all this myself.
Yeah.
Right.
You are independent.
And it takes time, you know, pardon?
You are independent. You do everything by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
Yep.
I like independent people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully I can get some more guests. I like to do it, you know, once a week because I can't, like I say, I can't do it during the evenings and just basically on the weekends. And then hopefully, you know, the time works out, you know, because time zones around the world and, you know, I got to be, you know, aware of that as well. In order to get, you know, guests to come on and guest speakers to come on the show. So
yeah. So you try hard.
Yeah. I try hard.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think I gotta go now because, you know, I have some work to do.
Perfect. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. I really enjoyed your show and I like it. And I will, you know, I will always be here to chat with you, to talk with you, you know.
Absolutely. You're always welcome here. And you take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. See you. Take care.
Yep, see you.
Take care.
Yes, you. You too. Well, thank you for that call in. Thank you for liking the show. As always, you know, I'm always trying to bring you what I can, bring you the best quality sound that I can. I don't think I need to upgrade anymore. I think this is probably just at the high of the quality of the sound that I'm going to be able to give you. I hope you enjoy it. I can't wait to hear it myself, you know, when I do the playback. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, come out here onto the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'd love to have you. Call in if you like, just like the last caller in there. I appreciate that. Even just call in and say hello. And then listen to the show. I'm okay with that. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Take care and be safe. And thank you for listening. Until tomorrow morning, enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. Take care.